Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad you did, because Karen Kerrigan is back with us. Karen is an original... Actually, this is your 11th... We've actually missed your 11th anniversary. Or did we have it? You were here in November. That's right.
Yeah, we did an anniversary.
We had your 11th anniversary in November. That's right. So
did you have a senior moment, Jim?
I think I did. Yeah, I think they call that early onset. But you know what though, Karen? It won't be too long before it won't be early.
That's right. Well, there's something you could take for that. So.
I hope there's a pill that you can take before it gets too bad. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, the president, the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. She's been a member of my Brain Trust. She was a member of the Brain Trust before there was a Brain Trust, actually, and one of the original members of our show. And I'm only one or two people are more original than her besides me. And she's been with us all these years and been so steadfast and in supporting the things that we do. And as I've said many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business in America than Karen Kerrigan. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Jim. Happy New Year, 2009. I can't believe it. And congratulations on, you know, starting another year with the show and
surviving.
That's right. And to be someone associated with you from the pre-Brain Trust era.
Yeah. I can imagine, you know, you got off the air with me the first time. You said, that'll never last.
Oh, I didn't say that at all. I knew you were a go-getter. Jim, you networked Capitol Hill just from the start. You'd call me, and then I'd hear from Congressman or Chairman so-and-so. Their staff would call me and say, hey, this Jim Blasingame guy called, and you know, he's doing this radio show, and is it something we should do? And I'm like, oh, absolutely, he's the real deal. And you are, Jim, the real deal.
I appreciate that very much. You know, we lost one of our good guys in the election. We lost Steve Chabot, Congressman Steve Chabot from Cincinnati. You know, he was on my show. He was the ranking member of the Small Business Committee for the House, and he was on the show back in the fall, and he was worried about his slot there in Cincinnati, because he was in a pretty Democratic district, and sure enough, he lost his job.
Yeah, you know, he really did a great job over the years, not only in his work for the Small Business Committee, but he was just one of those steadfast advocates of small business in the House. And he will be missed, like others. I mean, it was
absolutely
just a really bad year for Republicans. I think they brought it on, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
You and I have talked about this, that the bailout, and really there was no brand differentiation between the parties when it got to the election day.
That's exactly right. No, this wasn't a good year to be branded as a Republican. No question about it. So now we've got we're one heartbeat away from having an unfettered Democrat government. Karen, they got the White House.
Right.
Democrats have the House by a big majority.
Right.
They've got their now with apparently Al Franken being the new senator from Minnesota. That's what the way it's looking. They're one Republican defector away from having unfettered control of the government.
Well, no, you're right, and I mean the Senate situation is certainly very interesting. I think Franken doesn't have an election certificate, so they won't be able to seat him. That's my understanding of the legal details of that. And then you have the Burris situation. So that in itself is sort of a little sideshow.
The Illinois, the guy who's replacing Obama,
yes,
that's
right.
That's a sideshow, as you say.
And Franken, and, you know, that again.
You couldn't make this stuff up, could you?
No, you can't. You really can't. I mean, just sort of watching what's happening with Blagojevich and everything in Illinois, it's just amazing to me. And
right.
And there's just, I think, you know, there's a lot of other things going on as well that, you know, add to that. And then you have Richardson, who pulled out. And I think that was a sensible thing to do.
It was, but I'm kind of disappointed. I like Richardson.
I am, too. No, I am, too, because...
I thought he would have made a great Secretary of Commerce.
Very, very good on business issues.
He's a world traveler. He's a global person. I think it would have been great.
He cut taxes in New Mexico.
Yeah.
So he was very sensible. I mean, it was great. It was a sound decision. But I think him pulling out was a sensible thing to do. I mean, I don't know. You do need to seat that cabinet secretary, and that would be hanging over his head. And we'll see what happens. You know.
Well, I'm a little worried. That's unsettling to me because I was already getting comfortable with him, and I'm disappointed about that. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some more. We're going to find out what's in this 111th Congress for Small Business with our good friend Karen Kerrigan. She's got her finger on the pulse there in Washington. She knows how this is going to play out for you and me. She'll tell us after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
The money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go.
That's not Elvis, ladies and gentlemen. That's Carl Perkins. This kind of sounds like him, but they knew each other. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's one from the Wayback Machine. And classic, you know, classic things never go out of style. They're always good. Classic, that's what classic means. Just like, that's kind of like me. That's what I tell my grandkids. I'm not old, I'm classic. 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you can find all the other things there, my blog and my knowledge base and all that, my newsletter. You can subscribe to that for free at smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out. Use it to your advantage. And, of course, they tell, you know, I'm being reminded to tell you that I'm on Twitter. If you, I go there. I check it out. I use Twitter. I don't like saying I'm a twit. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? Anyway, we're on Twitter. If you want to follow me at twitter.com/Jim Blassingame, check it out. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. My good friend, yours too, whether you know it or not, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. And Karen, we're talking, as we went to the break, we were talking about what's going to be in the 111th Congress's work for small business. One of the things that let's go ahead and get some of the politics out of the way, and then we'll boil back down to small business, because sure. there is an SBA administrator that we need to talk about. But before we, while we're still on that theme of some of the people, we were mentioning Richardson, who's now backed out his commerce. Who knows who's going to come back? I hope he finds a serious person comparable to Richardson. But you know, he campaigned on change. But when I look at the people behind him, I see a lot of old Washington heads there, Karen.
Oh, it's definitely established.
Podesta and Emanuel and Browner and now Panetta. I mean, I don't see much change. What do you think?
Right. Oh no, it's an establishment administration, and I think
it's a Clinton, you know, administration almost,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It is, and I mean it very much so. I mean, there are some new
faces. Republicans though.
Yes, and there are some new faces. I think, you know, Ron Kirk as the United States Trades Rep, the former mayor mm-hmm. of Dallas. Lisa Jackson, who's going to head up the EPA from New Jersey. She headed up that state EPA.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's enough of a little bit of that type of outsider-ness that he brings to the administration. But still, I mean, very much, you know, the key positions our establishment, and I think that just really shows where he's going. It's going to be a go-slow approach. I mean, he knows managing this government is not going to be easy. You have to bring on the old hands who know, you know, what's happening. So in regards to change, I think particularly given the economic conditions, we're not going to see that much change, and that's good and that's bad. I mean, from a good perspective, I don't think we're going to see the regulatory and the legislative onslaught that was anti you know, we defined as being anti-business that he'd campaign on. But on the other hand, you know, I think in order for our nation to stay competitive and our businesses to stay competitive, that we needed, you know, I think severe, you know, policy changes that moved in a more modern, flexible direction in order for us to stay competitive and for us to get out of this this economic doldrum we find ourselves in.
So, Karen, as we look at him, and we all know he's has the record of being the most liberal senator in the Senate.
Right.
But I'm seeing a lot of pragmatism in some of the decisions he's making, the choices he's making. What are you thinking? Is he also a pretty pragmatic and a realist?
Oh, well, I think so. I mean, you know, based on...
And isn't that good? That's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, it is good, you know, again, in that, you know, what that's going to translate into is not, you know, in terms of business burden and cost, it's not going to be, you know, that high in the next year or two that we anticipated. I mean, if you just look at his economic stimulus package, for example, and the $300 billion in tax cuts that he put in there showed you that he's going to govern from a pragmatic perspective in order to get Republicans to sign on to that. I mean, they said they're very concerned about the spending, which we are, as well as a business organization and given the limited resources that our country has. And the tax cuts, you know, are not shaping up to be something that we would propose in that they're extending this and that, and, you know. But it could be far worse. I mean, that's the bottom line there. So, and personnel is policy, and the people that he has appointed are more establishment, pragmatic type of people.
What do you think about he's appointed Karen Mills,
a venture
capitalist from Maine, from the state of Maine. I'm sure Collins and Snow, the Republican senators from Maine, had something to do with that. I'm sure they're going to be asked for their help on future things as sort of probably as payback for that. But I don't know anything about her except that she's a venture capitalist. What do you know?
Right. And I think that's what a lot of people are saying. I mean, I've been looking into her background. She does come from the private equity world. You know, she started a couple of venture capital companies. She sits on the boards of growth-oriented companies. Her parents were the founders, her family, a Tootsie Roll, so she grew up.
Oh, really? Okay,
the company,
that's good.
So she comes from a business background.
So she's made a payroll, then. I like that.
Right, and watched her parents make payroll and take a company
that can't be bad.
Global. So I think, you know, she comes from a business background and perspective, more from the growth-oriented type companies, which I think is very good. What type of background do you have, Jim, to be an SBA administrator? You have to manage thousands of people in a budget, so it's a crapshoot in terms
I'm glad to know that she's made a payroll. That's good to know. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and find out what Karen thinks about what the Congress is going to do with regard to health care, with regard to the card check bill, and infrastructure after these messages. Tim Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. The Small Business Advocate, Karen Kerrigan, is our guest. President and founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's SBEcouncil.org. And Karen, I would like for you to tell my audience about what you guys do and what you would like for my audience to help you do.
Well, you know, we're in Washington here, you know, fighting for small businesses and fighting for entrepreneurship. And from a legislative and regulatory perspective, anything that moves that affects small business, we make our voice known on those issues. We testify on the Hill. We do issue briefs. We lobby. We send letters. We get our members involved. And so I would encourage people to visit the website, sbecouncil.org. There's always something new on there. Later today or first thing tomorrow morning, we'll have our legislative agenda posted on the website in terms of what we think the Congress should do. We've got a bunch of letters that we sent up to the Hill, the incoming Senate Small Business Committee chairwoman. We have a letter to her in terms of you know, things that she has outlined in her agenda that we want to work with her on. So, you know, we think it's an exciting time. You know, certainly whenever there's new people, there's new opportunity. But there's going to be challenges ahead, too. And but we need more small businesses involved in our organization to be more influential and have greater impact.
The thing that every small business owner needs to do, folks, is find an organization like Karen's and support them. Send them some dollars of support. Send them your best wishes and your comments, whatever you think is on your mind. These are the organizations, folks, that are like Karen's, that are up there in Washington focusing on your issues, the small business issues that you and I deal with. While we're making payroll, while we're doing our jobs, Karen and her team are up there fighting for us. And she needs to know what you're interested in. And she needs to know that you're behind her. And I'm encouraging you, folks, this is some of the best a few minutes of your time a month to go check out their website, to subscribe to their publications that they send out, and to, you know, I'm sure, Karen, you've got a place there where they can support you financially as well.
Yes, absolutely. Join us. And, you know, our membership levels are very reasonable. If you're a startup enterprise, it's $50.
Wow.
And then we have, you know, $100 for the business, basic business level membership, and then they go up from there. So
best investments you've made, folks.
I mean, $50, $100 investment in an organization is going to save you thousands over the course of the year. Trust me. You know, what we do in terms of tax and regulatory protection, you'll well get back.
Well, and you're fighting the people. We're fighting the folks, ladies and gentlemen, Karen's group and others who are fighting the multi-billion-dollar interest groups that are up there of all types.
Yeah.
that are not trying to influence the government to help you and me.
Right.
And so that's the thing that we've got to stick together. That's one thing we small business owners need to learn, how to not be such herds of cats, Karen. We got to start get organized. And I don't know if that'll ever happen, but we got to work on that. That's something I've been working on along with you and others over the last 11 years, is we need to get our, if small business owners, you know what, Karen, if small business owners could speak with one voice, now not one voice Democrat or one voice Republican, but one voice for the people who make payroll every Friday, if we could speak with one voice, we could rule the world.
Right. No, absolutely.
There are enough of us to rule the world.
There are. And there's been, you know, good examples of issues where we have all come together, where we've been very successful.
Yep.
And I think that's going to be very important during the next year, particularly given the economic conditions, that we do stick together, make our voice known, continue to tell the Congress and the administration, look, at we're the ones creating the jobs, innovating.
Yep.
We're going to be basically the body that gets the economy going again.
Karen, let me. I've got 1 minute. Yeah. I want to ask you a quick question.
Yeah.
Of the big initiatives that affect small business, which one do you think is going to be the first one that come out with? Not healthcare, taxes, the carbon tax thing, the unionization thing. Which one of the ones do you think they're going to actually lead with?
They're going to lead with taxes, and I think there's going to be tax relief and tax incentives. They're not going to make the Bush tax cuts. You know, they're going to let them expire next year.
Yeah.
So that's been put off for now. So taxes, and then after that, we're going to probably address health care. I think the Employee Free Choice Act or Card Act will be put on hold.
Yep.
There may be some type of compromise or some type of sort of muddled type of
but
version.
But don't you think health care will be part of what they consider to be economic recovery?
You know, I do, but I think it'll be direct money to individuals and, you know, at this point, and then a bigger health care package later. I could be wrong, Jim, but...
Yeah, I don't think they're going to try to do the whole thing all at once. Hey, thanks, Karen, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.